Welcome to eClad Chat. eClad Chat. Streaming live to you from eClad's hidden gem in Midtown Manhattan. eClad Chat is down-to-earth broadcasting on big city events and the events industry, as well as fashion, jewelry, accessories, and lifestyle coverage in an intimate NYC way. Join us each and every Wednesday with host Casey Benane as we chat up industry happenings, industry news, and perform live interviews with industry talents here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Interested in contacting us or interested in attending one of our live shows? Email us at y-cladchat@y-clad.com. eClad Chat begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hello everyone, I'm Casey Benane and welcome to eClad Chat, where we chat up big city events, fill you in on industry news, keep you in the know with fashion and style with a focus on jewels and accessories, touch on lifestyle education, and keep you abreast of industry content and information that will develop both your personal and professional lives. I'm so excited to introduce Kaylin back from her vacation, and yes. She kind of left us in the wind a little bit.
No, she's back.
Yes. But now she's returned from her beautiful vacation in Costa Rica.
Yes.
Welcome back, Kaylin.
Thank you. Yes, I did not miss any shows.
No,
don't worry, guys.
But you did take us to Costa Rica. That's so sad.
Yes. Yes, I was in Costa Rica for about 11 days, but I am back here with you guys.
Yes.
And super excited about today's show and this month's eClad's Hidden Gem promotion, which is really cool. You've heard about it for the past couple of weeks,
yeah.
And it's the first time we're doing an incentive program. And so eClad's Hidden Gem is offering event planners, PR, and event professionals a 10% commission of every client sent this way, and if they end up renting the venue, you will get a little commission back.
That's
so
right.
10%.
A little payday.
Exactly. So it's a great time to send someone here and rent the space.
Yeah.
And if you haven't heard our past episodes of eClad Chat, they're all on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Last week we had a super fun episode. It was with Shatanya Ami, and it was our Ask Shatanya series that we have the second Wednesday of each month. And we talked about her New Year's ambitions, her new project and company, Shatanya Ami Productions. And we had our first part of our Hit the Con Challenge.
I know. Guys, I hope you've been following us, you know, on our social media forums to see us actually hit the con.
Exactly. None of us had ever heard of it beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And we all practiced the dance and kind of challenged each other to see who has the best moves. But it's really just to encourage everyone to get up and get moving and
yeah.
be active. It's the new year, so kind of set a new goal to be active. Dancing is so fun, easy to do. So if you want to get involved in this challenge, you can watch our videos, and we will post more of them. We have a few up already.
Yeah.
Doing our version of the Hit the Con dance.
Okay, it may not be very good, but we're trying.
Yes. And you can vote there. Just comment under the photo or video and say who you think hit the con the best.
The best.
And then also, we want you to try the dance as well. So you can do the dance, post it on Instagram, any social media, and tag us. And you can tag Shatanya Ami, which is Shatonia Ami, Ameee, and eClad One or eClad One event venue, and tag us in your video. And at the end of the challenge, the host that wins, which me, Casey, or Shatanya, will get to pick a piece from the eClad collection to gift the winner of our audience challenge.
Exciting!
Yes, so it was a lot of fun. We have some videos up. Check them out, and you can listen to the full show on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, so guys, please participate. I mean, I think it's a really cool and fun opportunity for us, for all of us to interact, for us to interact with our listeners, and for you guys to interact with us. So yay!
Yes.
Join in. Okay, guys, so we're going to jump into our interview. We're so excited about it. But before we even go there, let me just give you our number in case you want to call in with any questions or comments or anything that you want to share with us. Our number here is 516-453-9170. Again, it's 516-453-9170. And so on today's eClad Chat, we're talking to actress Jen Gotzen. Did I get that right?
It's close.
Gotzen. I'm so sorry. Jen Gotzen. And so you've seen her in movies such as the Oscar-nominated Frost Nixon in Alone Yet Not Alone. She's worked with Academy Award winner Ang Lee in Hulk. She's also had leading roles in films to include Doombie and God's Country, as well as television shows like Pushing Daisies, House, CSI, and so much more. So, Jen, let's just jump right into it. Okay, so thank you for coming.
Yes, thank
Ladies,
you so
this
much.
Is so cool to be here.
I know, we're so excited. Okay, so let's just start with, like, a fun, cool fact about Jen. Like, who is Jen? What does she like to do?
Who is Jen and what do I like to do?
Yeah.
Definitely, since it's winter, I love hitting the slopes when we have a nice snowfall and getting fresh tracks out on the mountain. I lived on the West Coast for a while, so going to Whittler was like one of my favorite places to ski.
I've never even heard of that. Is that
Whistler Blackcomb? It's up in Canada.
Oh,
so say your dollar is a lot less, which is fantastic.
No, that's cool. I'm not a winter girl, but no, that sounds like fun. Yeah.
No skiing?
No, like my time off has to be in sun, sand, and beach.
Hence, Costa Rica, where you just went, right?
Actually, Kaylin didn't take me. She didn't even offer.
Why? She's back here crying, like going through Kleenexes in therapy while you're at Costa Rica.
She's been to Costa Rica. She's back.
I have.
Awesome. And so, you know, tell us a little bit about your acting background and what you're working on now. You are having a lead role in this new pilot, and it's going to go out for digital distribution. So if you could tell us a little bit about the series and kind of, you know, when it's going to air, who are you acting with?
Absolutely. We just wrapped it. It's called Holiday Shelter, and we literally wrapped 2 days ago. It's a true story, family dramedy. That is about these two families that lose their husband. My family's homeless. I'm living in a car with a 3-year-old and a 10-year-old, and I'm a little bit of a hot mess. They bring me in, all craziness happens, but then these two women and their world start to realize how to best love each other and to find hope in the midst of challenge. So that's called Holiday Shelter.
Okay.
And it stars Alicia Minshew. Do you know her from All My Children?
I haven't seen All My Children.
You know what? But I only know. I guess this is gonna sound really bad, but I only know actors by their
character.
So you know, who did she play on All My Children?
Do you know? I did. Okay. At the moment, I don't have it on the top.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Alicia, if you're listening, I love you. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about
hugs and kisses. But she like literally is the sweetest, most wonderful person. But she's super duper talented. And her daughter's played by Allie Breyer, so she's done a lot of things on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the cast are youngsters, like a 3-year-old. And this is her first time ever doing anything on TV.
What's that like, interacting with like,
precious pants? She's the cutest little thing in the world.
Oh, my God.
Her name's Kaylee, okay? Mm-hmm. She plays Cassie, and her mom and dad are telling her that she's an actress. Mm-hmm. So in her mind, all she's doing is playing make-believe. So let's say, okay, Kaylee, this is what we're going to do. We're going to walk up to the house. We're going to try to get in and knock on the door. Out of the blue, she's yelling while the camera's rolling, "Open the door!" And we're like, "Do we cut?" And the director is like, "This is brilliant." Another scene, my character is breaking down in an emotional monsoon of tears because my husband is leaving. And the two kids are sitting on the bed. And the little girl, Cassie's like, "Mommy, don't cry." And she literally colored me a picture. "Mommy, don't cry," while we're shooting, and she gives me the picture. And then she goes, "Santa Claus is coming."
Oh, my God.
And then we all literally start jumping into songs. So we're improvising with this little cutie pie. Moral of the story is I want to film with this girl for the rest of my life and put her in my pocket because she's so cute, takes direction well, and she just plays. It's really, really special.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it makes it like more authentic too. She's kind of being herself there too.
It really, really is. It's almost taking the script and just putting it up in an improv.
Mm-hmm.
It's special. Gosh, we had so much fun.
Sounds good. Oh, jealous here.
Well, the work is getting up early, like at 5 a.m. You know, that's the work part.
That's tough. Now, that's my husband's time. He gets up with the cop when it crows.
Oh, my gosh.
Not me. Can't do that.
What's neat is the filmmaker, Pat Denson, she's done so many films for Hulu that she's like the Hulu darling for family content.
Okay.
So they've gone to her and asked her to be able to put together this narrative sitcom. So it's one of her first narratives that she's ever directed, and we're really, really, really excited.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll be letting you know when it's greenlit.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And we will let all of our listeners know
as well.
Watch.
It sounds like fun.
And then we invite all of you to set, and you guys come on out.
Oh my gosh.
I'm serious.
No, we would love that. We would love it. Okay, so you're the face of Jen Gison. Did I say that correct?
Nope,
Gison. Not at all. Okay, two strikes.
You practiced it.
And I practiced it.
Want to try it again for three?
Okay, let's see. Jen Zijan.
Oh my gosh, you got it right.
You got it? Wow.
Seriously.
Really?
Fantastic.
Third time's a charm.
I know.
But then you have to be with the Chinese dialect. Zhen Zijan.
Oh, well, no. Okay, so you're the face of the of his company. And so tell us a little bit about that. And it's called Jubilee, right? And so tell us about that, how that came into fruition and what it's like. Sort of, I mean, I feel like when you hear the face of, like, another brand, it's like, it's so, like, you know?
I know, it's like, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah,
I
right?
look in the mirror and I'm like, I'm not wah, wah, wah.
No,
wah,
it's
wah,
not
wah,
that
wah. Happened. Yeah, well, Zhen Zijan, he's actually is noted as one of the most famous makeup artists in China.
Right.
Now, in America, we can't really research to know what that is, but when I was over in Beijing, people would stop us when we'd walk places to ask for his autograph and to take photos with him. And people would have all these different things that would come up to him at the Great Wall when we're downtown at the Capitol. And so I started to recognize his following of fans. Then when we went to his studio, which is a school, and his passion is teaching students how to do makeup and to do hair and to do fashion and photography, but also be grounded in love by loving people unconditionally. That's like one of his main core things about his company, Jubilee. And then from that...
Hence the name. I feel like it kind of...
Jubilee! Makes you want to sing,
I know,
and
right?
do a dance. And so what he's done was he's combined with all companies that relate underneath the beauty world that have the same core values. So hair companies to plastic surgeons to makeup companies to schools... And it is all across Asia, and he's literally leading the beauty industry in Asia. And he asked me to be the face of his company, Jubilee, because of the movies that I do. I steer into films that can bring someone hope or impact someone's heart
right.
or find things that are uplifting or redemptive. And that's the brand that I am as an actor. So
it fits well.
That's why he what he was looking for. And I was like, what? I had no idea how to model ever. Like, can I tell a little story?
Yeah, no,
yeah. Okay. I've never literally modeled a lick in my life except for a driver's license. I don't even know. You know? So we're doing the photos, and he goes, okay, harada, ha-ha. And so I would try to do this with my hand, and... My pinky would always go out like this. No. Ah. Literally, the first time I shot with him for 5 days, that was the translation. It was playing miming him and doing the physicality. And then last September when I went back and we filmed again, or we did more photography, I then knew what the vision was.
Yeah.
And so then I was able to enter into character, so say, as an actor and start to get into that mindset and we capture some... really incredible images.
It sounds really cool. It sounds really, like, first of all, okay, so let's just, I just want to understand, so he has, is it a school he has, or is it a line, or is it like, I mean, I know he has a business, but what does it entail, maybe all those things, like him teaching as well as, like, you know, developing beauty lines, or is it...
Yes, everything you said is 100% spot on, and I'm still trying to explain it. It's a conglomerate.
Okay.
The core base is a school called Jubilee.
Okay.
That's where it started from. It started first with him being the top makeup artist, then
and
him
so now he's teaching.
Wanting to teach.
Got it.
And then now he's reaching out and building partnerships, and as this huge conglomerate underneath the covering of Jubilee is what is leading the beauty industry
Got
in
it.
Asia.
Okay.
And he selected an American face,
which is so
neat, to be on billboards and magazines. And
when you went there, you know, and to do, well, are there billboards up now or?
They'll be summer 2016.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
no.
Seriously,
oh my god!
That's awesome.
Because my question was going to be when you saw your first billboard, but okay, so you haven't seen it yet.
No. But they've blown a lot of these images up into super size me pictures.
Yeah.
And one of the shoots, he changed me into various ethnicities, from Latino to African American to Indian. I'm Caucasian, and so you see. You see the collection of all of these amazing work that he's done because he's so talented.
I've seen
them blown up, and I know the images that they're using for the billboards, and I have some of them.
But I feel like it'll be a different experience when you actually, you know, you're walking down the street, you know, and you're visiting, and you're like, oh, that's me.
I know. When I arrived at the airport in Beijing, because the translation was so challenging. Oh my gosh. I had no idea. So I was looking for my name written out, and there's all these people, and I saw this person with my name written out, so I went over to say hello. When I said hello, all of a sudden, all of these people go, "No, Jen, Jen!" And I turn around, and it was a sea of people with cameras and posters printed out from God's Country, from the movie that I did.
Oh,
and I'm like,
cool.
Oh my goodness, in Beijing. So it's been really neat to see the influence that he has in that culture. And
yeah.
Again, it's wanting to try to help people realize you need to love one another.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah,
need to
exactly.
not judge people. You need to be kind and gracious with everyone.
Yeah, I love how it has like kind of like the core beliefs behind it, which kind of stems into everything you do. Like you also have this project that you've launched called #InnerBeauty. And, you know, we want to hear more about that, kind of how you came up with it, its goal, and what you're trying to achieve with it.
Yeah. Well, I think what it started with is that being the face of this company,
mm-hmm.
for me, when you have a big opportunity like this, I'm always looking for a way to give back.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean, this is a neat thing, but what can I do to help other people? And since being new to modeling, I would start focusing on certain words. Like one of the words I was focusing on is being noble.
Yeah.
And as I was focusing on being noble, and I was projecting what that looked like, those images were captured, and then some of those images are being used. People were like, that's really beautiful.
Oh.
So then I started to think, well, what if this could be a way to help girls? Because
yeah.
girls, we deal with image, we deal with beauty, we deal with, am I beautiful,
uh-huh.
am I worthy, am I whole, am I complete?
Right, am I the right size, am I the right look? Am I,
exactly.
I think I feel like women, girls in general,
at
go
all
through.
Ages.
Yeah.
We do.
Struggle.
Mm-hmm. So that was something I thought, well, if this is something that I was able to learn, maybe it could be something that could be an action item that can really, truly help people.
Yeah.
So that's what the #InnerBeauty came from. So some of the inner beauty words are lovely. And look at it as a mind game. I'm going to focus on being lovely. And that's all you think about throughout the day. I'm going to focus on being lovely. So when that person on the phone is like going crazy on you, you're like, I'm going to focus on being lovely.
Yeah.
Your attitude will change as a result of that.
Yeah.
If you're in traffic and someone's rear-ending you, and that's your perspective, the response that you have out of your being will change. So that's it.
What I love about that, because as you're explaining it more, it feels like, you know what, it's not just a hashtag or a movement. There's like an internal change that takes place when you're getting involved in this, you know, this challenge.
That's what I hope. That's what my heart is.
Yeah.
One of the other words is honest.
Mm.
You know, we all want to be honest.
Right.
But how many times are we actively going out in the day saying, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to be noble. Or I'm going to be courageous.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to be peaceful. And so when we start to rewire our mindset and focus on these things, I think inner beauty radiates as a result.
Absolutely.
No, it's just kind of like that conscious mindset to
yeah.
kind of act like that all the time.
And to do the right thing.
Yeah.
You're always conscious of it, like you're saying,
yeah.
and you know you want to do the right thing.
And it's intentional. Okay, so I'm challenging you.
Okay.
What would be your inner beauty
Ooh.
Word? If you could choose from lovely, courageous, authentic, honest, noble, peaceful.
There's a lot of
gracious.
Words.
Oh, yes. I would choose courageous, probably.
So focus on being courageous.
Yes.
Cool.
I have so many like goals I'm trying, like side projects I'm working on, so I have to be courageous.
Yeah.
And do all...
Actually, now, like, as you're saying that, I can actually see, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's your theme
that
for
is
the
my,
year.
Yeah.
I like that.
Girlfriend, right here.
Kayla's
okay.
going to be courageous
that's I'm working
this year,
on
2016.
You're going to
yes.
focus on being courageous. So then what I'd love for you to do, we can even do it right now,
okay.
get a piece of paper and write down courageous, take a photo with it.
Okay,
now it's that seems a little silly, but what it does is it creates a place of accountability.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you tell someone, this is what I'm going to do, you have accountability
right.
to it. And that's what the hope of the Instagram thingy with hashtagging inner beauty.
Can you get us some paper? Do you mind?
Yeah.
Can you wrap us some paper?
Well, everyone, all our listeners
yeah.
also just heard me say it. So they can hold me accountable as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And Periscope. Hi, Periscope. We did not say hello to Periscope
oh,
yet.
Oh, yeah. You know, we got so caught up in Jen, and then we forgot that we're on Periscope. Hi, Periscope folks.
Yes. Comment back and tell us what word you chose.
Yeah.
And,
oh, thank you, honey. So, okay. And then so maybe we can also grab a nice photo of Kaylin's new challenge
yes.
word.
You have to pick a word too.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, so gracious.
Okay.
Authentic. lovely.
I already know what my word is. I already picked it when you authenticity. Mm. I want that's a big thing for me because I feel like it's important for me to always be true to myself to. So that people can feel that energy and give that back. Does that make sense?
Amen. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you're really holding me.
So when it becomes an action word, I'm going to focus on being courageous, or I'm going to focus on being authentic. Then you say, I am authentic. I am courageous. And you start to replace it in your mind throughout the day as I am courageous. I am authentic. And
sorry.
Okay.
And so do you have a word for yourself?
Yes.
Let's do it.
I was doing it. Mine is gracious.
Hashtag you there.
And then what we've also been doing is hashtag inner beauty.
Okay.
No. Here we go.
And all our listeners, if you want to do this at the same time as well,
you guys can't actually see what we're doing, but we promise you we're actually participating. So we hope you are too.
And you can go under our Instagram and you can see these images.
Yeah.
But that would be the goal.
Yeah.
Choose a word: authentic, gracious, lovely, honest, courageous, peaceful, and say that's what you're going to focus on being.
And then you know what, too? We'll list it. We'll list it on our website. We'll list it on social media so you guys can choose from one of these words and, you know,
post
participate.
Yeah,
post. Okay, so I am authentic.
I am gracious.
And Kaylin?
I'm courageous.
Courageous. she temporarily forgot. Okay, so just...
And it's interesting, you know how, like, it literally is a mental intention to say, that's what I'm going to focus on. Imagine as if you have those sunglasses on.
Yeah.
And that's what you're looking out at life at.
I like that. So in my mind, I feel like just this activity that we just did, it's sort of like, it's a way of giving back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, we kind of gear towards, like, you know, business folks, right? And so what I guess my next question would be to you is, you know, why is it important for people within business, or people in general? I don't even think it's a business question. You know, why should people give back? Why do you think it's important to?
Oh, my goodness. I think if when someone has received a lot of opportunity or a lot of wealth or a lot of wisdom, it is so important to be able to take that and to find someone else or a company or a movement to pour into.
Yeah.
Finding places to mentor, finding if you've learned something and you could help somebody else out, that transaction is something that just brings life.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone has been given a lot and you hoard it, you're not having the movement move through, if that makes any sort of sense.
No, it does make sense.
Also, you're not as happy. You know what I mean? It's the best thing is when you see someone else who's never experienced something, or maybe they're challenged with money, and you're able to go and buy them a sandwich or take them out for coffee, or someone's struggling in life, and you sit down and say, you know what, I've learned this. I went through this. All of a sudden, it brings life into them. And that's what we should be doing at the end of the day.
No, definitely. And you have like this whole positive vibe to you, and just even talking to you a little bit, you know. Constant positivity, just kind of trying to inspire people. So.
It's cappuccino.
Well, then we need a dose of that.
Yeah, really. But yeah, so how did you kind of get to be so positive, and why is it important to you to share it with others? Like, you shared it with us a little bit.
I think it's because it's how my mom and my dad raised me. They raised me going to church, and so that's been a big part of my personal foundation.
Yeah.
So it's been just time of prayer, And anytime I pray and I get ideas, I then try to step forth and be courageous and do those things.
Yeah.
And that's been my journey. And I do know if I wake up and I don't pray, holy moly, I need some sort of attitude pill or slap in the face. This is crazy.
No, I agree.
So
agree.
When you ask me how do I get so positive, that would be my true answer.
Yeah, especially starting in the morning praying about you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Start the morning off right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget in the morning and then you're like, 3 o'clock. Oh,
I know.
Goodness.
Yeah.
I so need an attitude adjustment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
I need an attitude adjustment even after I pray. So I can't imagine if I
True.
What kind of adjustment I would need. I mean, just to be honest.
It's true.
You know, still working on me, but you know, I'm getting better. So no, I think that's a very inspiring statement. I really like that.
Thank you.
Okay, so so I'd like to tap into the motivational speaking mm-hmm. thing that you do. So you, I was kind of like, you know, searching you a little bit and found out that you have this this program, Inspiring Audiences. Would you mind like taking us through like an experience? Or I mean, I know it's kind of difficult to do that because it's not really. I mean, our audience is you know, it's actually the listeners online. I mean, yeah, on the radio.
Hello.
If I can get my words out. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Okay, so
Like
what that would be like if we came to one of your
events? Well,
yeah.
People would be passed out with pillows, and you'd be taking
no.
naps. Then there'd be like jewel rags.
Oh my god! You know? I doubt it.
It normally will start with one of the movies that I'm in, right. And we've used God's Country, a short film called Stained,
mm-hmm.
and Dunebe. Stained was about a 10-minute film, and we took that all throughout New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the students were feeling challenged by life and just, you know, their home life just got flooded out. So the film created some allegories of what life situations were,
mm-hmm.
and then I would use that film, those allegories, to then be able to speak hope and purpose and direction. After that, I would share my testimonies on how I overcame life challenges, like not having money, like rejection, like being told that I would never make it at all in this
right.
industry. Things that are very common, people hear all the time, that you're not beautiful, that you're not good enough. And so I would share how I overcame them. And then the core root of the Inspiring Audiences campaign, our program, is an exercise. So if you're there listening and you've got pen and paper, all right, we're not having you hashtag anything, but this is what it is. It's literally writing down what is your dream. Sometimes we never stop and really dream. What is it that you want to do? If you could do anything in the world and money wasn't an issue, people weren't an issue, what would it be that you'd want to do? What is it that you're wired with to want to do? Then I have you write that down. Then the second thing is your passion. What are the things that you enjoy doing? Is it hospitality? Is it putting together things? Is it organizing? Is it helping people? And once you understand what that is, then what I do is I actually ask people to pray and get vision and seek bigger things and think in 1 year, what would be 3 things you can do that is in line with your dream?
Yeah.
Okay, so to win an Oscar as an actress, how realistic is that?
Yeah,
right,
it's
okay.
High.
It's very, very,
yeah.
very, 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 very rare. But for me, that is one of my dreams, is to be in movies that are Academy Award worthy
mm-hmm.
because of the mark of excellence that can then transfer and touch people all across the world.
Right.
That's what my wiring is. Before all of this happened, with Frost, Nixon, and Alone Yet Not Alone, that's things that I would talk about. So I'd have people write down their dream, and then I would say, "This write 3 things that you could do towards it." And then the fifth, oh my gosh, let me try again. rewind. So after you figure out your dream, then you write 3 things that you can accomplish in a year. The next thing is, what can you do in 1 month? And about 5 things. And those are very simple, action-oriented items that builds your confidence every time you do one. Such as, if you're an actor, go take a voice class. Work on eating better. Work on a monologue. Try to get to a film festival. And then if you are trying to really strive for a big picture, try to get into working with a filmmaker that has been nominated for an Oscar and align yourself in that direction or produce a project. So those would be different things that I've used my experiences, but then I break it down to where the student is and what their ideas are, and then I connect them with mentors to help them in their journey.
I think that's the assignment that you just took us through, like, I think that's a great assignment for people to take
exactly.
home and actually to do, you know.
Put it down on paper, see
yeah.
it, and that
it makes
helps
it real.
Visualize it more, too.
Right, I agree.
It is. It took me, like, 10 years and a decade to, like, get to it, because normally I'm... It's a program that's about an hour long,
mm-hmm. yeah.
So it's neat, and it's been special seeing some of the students from New Orleans reach out and seeing where they're at in life right now.
Mm-hmm.
One person wanted to be a weather reporter and didn't want to tell me, and I heard other girls behind her saying, "Oh, that's silly," and when she came up, I was like, "Well, what is it that you want to do?" She goes, "I always wanted to be a weather reporter." earlier that day, no lie, we met with a weather reporter in New Orleans, and we were then able to connect with her, with that person, and then she started to be able to intern with them. So I think it's important is when you want to do something to let people know, because you never know where someone's able to help you.
Yeah, that's true. So suppressing it, kind of write it down, talk to people. I think those are really good tips. And the whole, program, speaking engagements that you do sound really fun. So if someone wanted to attend, kind of where could they find you? When's your next event?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Normally, I'm out touring with inspiring audiences when I'm not filming. Mm-hmm. But right now, I'm kind of preloaded. I've got a loaded film schedule just coming off of the TV pilot that's going to go to series. And I'm going to be filming another movie called Unbridled. So I think the next one out will be sometime in April, but on my website, jengotson.com, mm-hmm. will be when it's listed.
Okay.
But last one I spoke was in England, and that was a lot of fun.
Oh, wow.
And then prior to that was in Poland, and that was a kick in the pants.
Oh, wow.
So it's everywhere you're going.
Cool. So you're, like, literally inspiring the world, not just here. Like, it's all over.
Great.
Wow, that's cool. Okay, so for listeners that, are on right now, or who will even listen to it later, tell us how they can participate in the Inner Beauty Challenge. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but I just want people to understand and be clear on how they can participate in your challenge.
Awesome. So select an inner beauty word.
Right.
We got courageous, authentic,
mm-hmm.
lovely, gracious, honest, noble. Select one of those that you want to focus on being. Write it on a piece of paper with a hashtag. Take a photo holding it, and then post it on Instagram, hashtag inner beauty.
Okay.
Tag me, Jen Gotson,
mm-hmm.
and then I will see it. I will repost it.
Right.
And then once a week, we select a winner to then share their story of what they've experienced with that mind challenge. And every Thursday through a friend of mine's publication, people are sharing about their journeys. And we have 3 people already, and tomorrow will be our next winner that we release.
Oh, cool.
So that's you can get that on my website, jengotson.com/inner-beauty, and it'll click you right on over to that publication to follow people's journey. And if you want to win, ooh la la, definitely tag me and we make it happen.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll have to look out for time.
Sorry, we're in New York City, and of course,
there's always some
commotion.
Going
on, that's right.
And
okay.
So, you said you're working on a new movie, right? Unbridled, you said?
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
It's Unbridled. It's a Western, really cool, kicking family story about this corral, which is a ranch that takes in abused horses and takes in abused teens and matches them with the same type of problem,
cool.
Through that journey, they learn how to be stronger, more confident, and build self-esteem.
Awesome. And so besides that, when can we look out for that, and what else are you working on that we can look forward to?
Yeah,
so one of my movies, Providence, comes out to Times Square on Valentine's weekend.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then this year, I have 4 movies releasing that I'm
going
to meet up.
Oh, my gosh, you're like...
Forgiven,
Wow.
Forgiven, it's an action movie, mm-hmm. and Kevin Sorbo and I are the leads of that one. And Love Different is a kick-in-the-pants comedy
mm-hmm.
about racial differences, and
mm-hmm.
it's made by Anthony Hackett. So I play a girl from an all-white town in Wisconsin who goes to Baltimore, gets a job at an all-African-American consulting firm. I think I know everything that it needs to know to help different cultures, and I know nothing.
Oh.
And literally, reading the script, I thought I understood about the cultures between everyone with races, and I had no idea how much I didn't know. So we're hoping Love Different helps bridge communication and starts to help.
I'm intrigued by that story.
With,
with
the racial
intrigued.
Challenges that we might
That's
be
awesome.
Having, especially right now
yeah.
in our day and age.
Yeah. So I know
and
that...
And I do the nay-nay.
No, really?
Oh, yeah.
So
I make it down.
Listen.
I try to do the nay-nay. I should say that. I try.
Wait. Let me tell you. We just started this challenge called the Hit the Kwan Challenge.
Yeah.
And I've never even heard of this in my entire life until recently. And I saw someone on, I forget which forum I saw it on. And I was like, oh, my God, we should totally, join this thing and make it and turn it into something fun and get people active. So maybe you'll hit the Kwan with us.
I would love to hit the Kwan.
I'm a little stiff. Kaylin's a little bit more hip. And then we have a stylist in charge.
We will have to hit the Kwan very soon, right now.
I love it. Okay, so I know Matthew wants us to talk about I'm sorry. I can't.
So Estolance is an amazing hair company that has come alongside our Inner Beauty campaign.
Okay.
And what's so amazing about Estolance is that they have these products that have, they develop moisture for your hair, which is so good during the wintertime.
Okay.
They have so many different products. But one of my favorites is that, you know, helps condition your hair through these harsh times.
And your hair is super pretty and shiny.
Soft.
Unlike mine.
Estolance.
Okay.
And so that's like with Inner Beauty kind of.
Yes. Yeah. They also have curl enhancing creams and leave-in conditioners. And it's something that their company has come alongside of the vision for Inner Beauty to be able to reach out to girls specifically. And
oh, I love it. So all this just sort of ties in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. It's really neat.
Yeah.
And so is there, like, where can we find Estolance?
Estolance, you know, I'm sure it's in stores everywhere, but one of my favorite places to go is to their website because
okay.
it gives you great detail of some of their hot choices right now.
Yeah.
And that website is INESTRAINC.com.
Okay.
And
we'll post it as well. We'll have it on our social media forums, and we'll also post it on our website, so make sure that everyone has the information. But just to reiterate, it's INESTRAINC.com.
Correct.
And it's Estolance.
Estolance.
Yes. And, you know, just based on what I see here, guys, if it's anything like what, you know, Jen's hair looks like, you should definitely go get
it. It's cold in New York.
I know.
You really need to take care of your hair.
It's windy, too.
Yes, definitely. Okay, and finally, we ask these final three questions to all of our guests on the show. Our fun little questions that kind of apply to eClad Chat, because we focus on business news, lifestyle, event news, and fashion industries. So we ask all of our guests kind of a question about events and jewelry and fashion.
Okay.
And so the first one is, what is the most memorable event you've ever attended? And kind of what made it so special? Why did you remember this event? Whether it's sentimental or the event was just fun or
anything. Goodness. I would have to say I'm tossed between two with Frost Nixon. One, I think it might be when I was invited to speak to the Academy at the Aspen Academy screenings on New Year's Eve when Frost Nixon was nominated. And playing the role of Trisha Nixon, and I had a small role. It was just such an honor to be able to just share about my experience in working with Ron Howard, telling an amazing true story. So I think that would be it. But it would also be maybe going to the world premiere in London for Frost Nixon. That was amazing.
Oh, wow. I guess they're like personal, you know, it's a highlight, I guess, in your life.
Yeah.
So, of course, it'll be a personal experience for you.
Yeah. I think what it was just a marker being met. I've never flown overseas before, and to be able to go there and celebrate a movie that was made with such honor.
Nice.
And then chat with the different people who have been following Frost Nixon on stage in England. That was really neat.
Cool. Okay, so we're going to jump into the
next. Is that good enough, or did I need to fight?
Oh, no,
I can think of more family
when
my sister surprised me and my mom and dad came in.
No.
Or
you know what? We ask this question to everyone, and we get, like, it's so funny how the stories are so
different.
Yeah,
they're always different, which
is
great to find out.
And
kind
we love it, because
you know, what makes an event memorable to someone. Yeah,
and it also speaks to the type of person you are. You know, for the most part, most people talk about something that's really personal to them.
Yes,
for whatever reason.
Compared to like, oh, I went to this event with extravagant.
I know, and my hair was like, you know.
Outfit, yeah.
Gotcha.
So no, that was a great answer.
Because I was going to also say, it's like when my mom and my dad, they traveled from Pennsylvania to Texas, and they surprised me on my first film ever, which was Doonbee. And that was something so neat when they came on in, and my mom's smiling and my dad's smiling, and I start crying, and the director's like, cut.
That wasn't in the script.
And it was so special to see my mom and my dad supporting me
on a
very difficult journey of like 20 plus years.
Aww.
So maybe there's so many special things, like being here with you girls.
I know, I'm
wearing your amazing ring.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my goodness, is this ring so pretty?
Thank you so much.
So beautiful.
And that goes to, you know, takes us into our next question.
Yes, it does.
Who is your favorite jewelry or accessory designer?
My favorite jewelry or accessory designer. Well, one of my things that I loved wearing was Dahlia McPhee when I was out west, because I lived in California for most of my journey. And I love the styles that she would create.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, it might be, I know this sounds silly, but my dad, he makes these really neat earrings. And so,
I love it. Feeling it, same thing. Her mom makes these really neat like things too. Like it's just
It's like sentimental and your parents.
My parents make
it. Yes. My dad manufactures fishing lures. And for like over 20 plus years. And last summer he came out with this idea of earrings. And so he'll find individual styled stones and he'll put them together. And then like this right at the bottom is a flicker that if you're in the fishing industry, you would know that's what gets used for a fishing lure.
Awesome.
So when it goes through the water, it goes ding, ding, ding.
I love
so
it.
So cute.
I'm actually going to write a
Snapchat story.
I know.
And my dad and I, because of my inner beauty program, we designed several of them. And so now we call them inner beauty earrings.
Oh, love it.
Oh, awesome. Love it.
And so what are the three essentials that a woman should not leave the house with?
Yeah,
like
jewelry,
essentials,
accessories.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I think you definitely need to have lip gloss or something to moisturize your lips. The second essential would be a smile because nobody likes to see a frowning face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the third essential would be your cell phone fully charged.
I love it.
Ding, when your phone is
dead. I think that's the first thing. I do that. More important than anything we've ever heard.
That's true. You need that.
The first time we've heard it.
Does that mean you are a lip gloss girl? Yes. Lipstick or lip gloss?
Lip gloss. 100% lip gloss.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay. So we're going to wrap things up. Just tell our listeners how they can find you, include like your social media, forums, the handles basically, and just let them know.
Sure. One of the things, if you want to be invited to upcoming movie premieres,
mm-hmm.
what your listeners can do is they can text on their phone the number 22828 and text the word inspiring, and then I'll receive it, and it's just me. And then when one of my movies comes out and we have a premiere, I'll send an email out to invite you.
I love all these different things that you're doing. It's so amazing. It's like with every... with everything that you do or with every, thing you're involved in, there's like a give back.
Yeah,
you know what
that's
mean?
Really
for
great. That mentality kind of expand into everything.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yay.
Yeah.
On social media, it's the same thing, the same handle on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, which my 11-year-old niece just got me hooked up with.
Oh, my God. I literally just opened up a Snapchat account yesterday.
Me too. I literally don't know anything about it, but it's like the coolest thing in the world.
Out.
Oh, my God. Okay, good. I don't feel so bad. Okay, so go ahead. So your handles are?
Yes. It's at Jen Gotsen, and it's two N's in Jen, mm-hmm. J-E-N-N. And it's two O's in Gotsen, GOTZON.
Okay.
And if you tweet me or Facebook me, and if you guys have any questions about the entertainment industry, I love to use my Facebook as a way to mentor people, to be able to reach out and to be able to help if there's any way I can. I actively work with a charity and a movement called AMTC, which is raising up the next generation to be positive role models in a dark industry. So if you see those billboards, that's I'm on the other side of those trying to help out there too.
Oh, nice. So, and how would they, like how, for that particular thing, how would they look into that?
So,
is that also on your Facebook page? Or?
Yeah, it would be, but AMTC would be something they could just Google online, and they would be able to learn more about how to become part of that.
Love
it. It was so much fun talking to you. Thank
you.
I want to do the quan.
What is the quan?
Oh my gosh.
We'll
teach it to you. I'm still learning it. We just finished one of the videos and it's sad, but it's good. It's like a sad good. It's like, you know what? I look at myself I'm like, oh my God, I'm old. When did I
you
get
are
old?
Not old.
I am old. But it's okay.
And
I'm so stiff, like, you know, like my body's like, you know, I'm supposed to be more like this, and I'm like.
It's crazy when you grow older. Like, I was a gymnast, I would do splits and toe touches and all sorts of crazy stuff. I got a job where I needed to do a split, and I'm like, ow! And I'm like, what in the world? When did I lose that?
I
lost my like handsprings and all sorts of fun stuff.
What's really insane about it is that there's no notice. Like no one tells you, no one
sends you a moment going, hello, you need to stretch.
Yeah.
You need to take a little stretch with you. Get a new yoga class.
Oh my god.
Don't bend down so quick. Ow! Right? For real.
I know, anyway.
Truth.
Well, thank you so much, Jen. It was much fun. I had so much fun. I hope you'll come and visit us again.
I would love to.
And
girls, you guys are so much fun. This is fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
I feel like
we're okay, guys, so we're going to take a quick break, and then when we return, we'll give you guys the design feature, news, and events for the week.
Okay, welcome back, guys. So we are starting with the designer feature of the day, which is the jade necklace, and Casey is rocking it today. And it is a solid jade pendant, and it's uniquely carved and set in 18-karat gold-plated, and it's over silver-length chains with gold links and jade tassels. It's a really fun standout piece.
It is.
And I love the tassels, especially.
Yeah.
And like most of Eclad's pieces, it is handcrafted and designed, of course.
Yeah, like all the, and you know, it's really, it's hard to see on our website, and you know, but it's full of detail.
Exactly, it's very intricate.
Yeah, so you guys, I think this is a piece that you would love, and you can wear it, you know, you can dress it up, dress down, it's a fun piece.
Exactly, so you can find it on eclad.com if you would like to get your own.
Don't buy it! Okay, so we're going to jump right into the news, and so, oh my gosh, the news today was it's kind of tough, because it's like a lot of, you know, bad stuff going on, but you know what, we only you know, broadcast it, we don't make it. So, okay, so in today's news, Tiffany & Co. is cutting jobs after weak holiday sales. It suffered a 5% fall in holiday sales, according to CNN Money. Things are so gloomy at Tiffany that the company downgraded its 2015 profit outlook and moved to cut costs by slashing jobs. The company told CNN Money that the job cuts will impact a range of functions and take place this month. That was a pretty vague statement, and so we still basically don't know what that means. We don't know how many people they're cutting. We don't know, you know, the extremity of the situation. We just know that they will be making cuts. The luxury jeweler's stock has dropped, leaving it down 15% already for the year, and the year just began.
Yeah, and the same thing is happening to Macy's, unfortunately. So they slashed more than 4,000 jobs. It's actually 4,350 jobs, to be exact, across the whole country. And so upper management's also being impacted, and Macy's is implementing a voluntary separation opportunity for about 165 senior executives. And the sales in the critical November-December period, you know, the holiday time, they slumped by 5%. So that's kind of forcing Macy to close stores. And 36 stores are slated to close early this spring, including ones in L.A., Buffalo, and Fort Worth.
Yeah.
So we will also post all the store closings on our site.
Just so you guys are in the know.
I have to check those out because I hope they're not the ones near me.
I know. Okay, but in more uplifting news.
I love this one.
I know, Kayla was excited when we were actually talking about this earlier.
Story.
So McDonald's Japan is serving up French fries smothered in chocolate.
Yes.
The Moco Chocolate Potato is an order of French fries served with white chocolate and cocoa-flavored sauces, and Japanese menus will add the concoctions on January 26th. So now, as Kayla and I were talking, we were like, the only question is, when will it be in the U.S.? When are they bringing it back to the U.S.?
I would order. I don't like french fries. I don't know if you knew that. I hate french fries.
Oh, my God.
But covered in chocolate?
Okay.
I could do that. And I love the name of it, too.
I know.
The McChoco Potato.
The McChoco Potato.
I just want to go to the drive-thru. Can I order the McChoco Potato? Super fun. Also in news, Coke has a new slogan and marketing campaign to help it out of the declining sales it's been experiencing, and the new campaign is called Taste the Feeling. It came out yesterday, actually, and it's to market other Coke-branded products such as Diet Coke and Coke Zero. And if you remember, previously they had the whole campaign of Open Happiness, and that ran for over 7 years.
Yeah.
So that was one of their longest-running ad campaigns, and now for the first time in 7 years, they're switching it up.
Yeah, to taste the feeling. I kind of like that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see kind of where that will lead when it'll be.
Yeah. And so we're coming to a close, and we're going to just hit you guys with the events for the week.
Yes.
Okay, so first, we must talk about our event here happening at Eclad's Hidden Gem. I hope you guys will be attending on February 11th. It's called Social in the City on Social in the City Valentine's Mixer. It's from 6 to 9 p.m., and it's only $25 advance purchase, and it's like it's unlimited cocktails until supply ends, of course, and limited or past orders. And if you don't buy your tickets online at $25, you can always buy it at the door for 30. But, you know, I say the early bird catches the worm.
It's true. It should be a lot of fun. It's a Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
so, yeah.
Thursday.
Fun little Thursday night out. You should come to Eclat's in jail.
And you, don't need to have a significant other. We're inviting couples, non-couples, just to come have a good time, network, and just, like, listen to music and just chillax.
Yes, exactly. With a few cocktails, can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Also going on soon is the 2016 Winter's Antique Show. It's January 22nd through the 31st. And it's 62nd year as the most prestigious art, antiques, and design fair in America. And so it has things from, you know, more antique to the present. And you can get tickets for $25. It's at the Park Avenue Armory in New York City. And if you're a curator, collector, dealer, design professional, you can preview all these pieces and purchase some pieces by all these exhibitors. There's going to be 73 of them. And it also benefits the East Side House Settlement, which is a community resource in the South Bronx. And so it will help them kind of give back, which is great because this whole show kind of had that similar feeling.
Yeah.
This event has that as well. The East Side House, they focus on educating people with technology, kind of help them get out of poverty and give them economic opportunity. Yeah, so all the revenue from the show's admission is going
to
go
to
that.
Support,
yeah. So it's a great opportunity to just go see antiques and give back
and
at the
give
same
back,
time.
Right? What fun. That's really cool. Okay, so we talked about this last week. I believe Kaylin brought this up.
I did.
And so it's the Governor's Ball, and tickets are on sale now. And so just really, really quickly, there's a few people on the lineup. It's Kanye West, Beck, Robin, Death Cab for Cutie, M83, Hem, and Churches, among many others. I don't know half of the people on this list.
I
listed
all the people I liked. I looked through the list and was like, who am I excited for? Even though I'm may
so
or may.
Kaylin's list.
This
is
my
Kaylin's curated list.
This is who I think you should go for.
And so so we know this is all the way in, it's happening in June, June 3rd through the 5th, but tickets go really quickly. I remember last year and there was like no tickets
available.
Okay,
some are sold out already.
Yeah, so you guys should get on the ball, no pun intended. And so you can get that at governorsballmusicfestival.com. Oh, okay, so the show went so quickly.
Yes.
That's it. Oh my gosh, what a great show. We'd like to thank Jen Gotson, and I hope I got her name right, for hanging with us today. Oh my gosh, she was brilliant. It was so much fun.
Wow,
guys, make sure you're checking her out on her social media forums.
Yes, the Inner Beauty campaign.
Yes, and her Inner Beauty challenge.
Yeah.
Her Inner Beauty challenge. And her handle again is at Jen Gotson, and that's JENNGOTZON.
Yes, and hashtag Inner Beauty.
Exactly. And so, guys, thank you for hanging in there with us, and we hope we brought to you a great show. Next week, we're going to have Dr. Kathy Gruber on mind, body, health, and, you know, to help us through the new year, maintaining a stress-free life while building your businesses and that kind of thing. So she's going to bring the science and techniques of how we can do that. It's going to be a really interesting show, so we hope that you tune in for that. And thank you, Kaylin. Thank you for coming back. I didn't think you were coming back.
I'd come back.
She's all tanned. I'm so jealous. So thank you guys again, and hope you'll be tuning in next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, guys, love life and wear it well. Thank you and have a great night.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at Eclat's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. Eclat's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. Eclat's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate style conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. Eclat's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then Eclat's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445. And rent Eclat's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. Eclat's Hidden Gem.